Hello, I am your host, Mr. Thanksgiving DJ Drama. We got the homie Weezy on the phone. Now, it's some sad news, Weezy. You know the homie Ja Rule just got sentenced to 2 years for that situation, man. You know what I mean? And I know you guys kind of, you know, that happened the same night and everything. I just want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's super crazy and very disappointing. But, man, Ja, we was locked. I mean, we was kind of locked up together. We was in the same holding tank. Everything. Now, that same night, we went to court the next day together, and to know he got them too, and to know I already done dealt with the situation and came home, like, it's kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's a hard pill to swallow.
Nah, definitely, man. You know what I mean? You don't want to see no time on nobody. 2 years
at
is,
all.
It's 2 years.
Shout out my nigga Tip.
Most definitely. Shout out to the homie Tip, of course.
And shout out to my nigga Boosie.
Shout out to the nigga Boosie. Now, I'm hearing through the grapevine, you know, I can't, like, nobody will tell me no information, no names, but I'm hearing it's possible a new member of Young Money is about to be added.
Oh, yeah. They, you know, there's always somebody new about to rock with us, because I'm always searching and looking. But, yeah, I don't want to say no names right now, but it's a great addition.
So you can confirm that sometime soon we will see a great addition to Young Money.
Yep, I can confirm that.
But no hints or no first or last letters or nothing, huh?
Nah, I can't do that.
Now that you're back in Miami, man, have you got a chance to give the homies some encouragement, LeBron and Dwayne and them? Because I swear once you got home, they started balling.
I go to every game, but I just came from the game and they was playing the Hornets. And the thing is about the Miami Heat game, everybody they play, right? I'm cool with somebody from off the opposing team every time. And you know, like, it's a different type of cool. And I just like, oh, I know him. Nah, I'm cool with him. Like, we in the same gang, or you know, things like that. We go way back together. So like, they played the Hornets, and of course I was going for my Hornets then. I think Wade and Bron think I'd be against them all the time, man. I think because after they dunk or something, after they do something, they always look at me like I'm like, man, I don't have on a jersey. You know what I mean? Like, so I wanted to clear that up and just let them know, you know, man, I got love for them as well, but they don't come holler at me. Like I said, the opposing team, there's always somebody on the squad that come. Make their way during shoot around or whatever you want it to be. They come make their way and come holler at the boy. You know what I mean? I come to every game. Brian and D Wade ain't came holler at me yet.
Oh, so, man, that's kind of unbelievable. I can't believe that.
Nah, that's real, and that's on everything. I've been every game since I've been home, and they ain't came holler at me yet. Not that I'm begging for them to come holler at me, but I mean. When the people from the other team come holler at me, then I might as well root for them. You know what I mean?
Then they might be nervous. They might just be just got done finishing to the listening to the Carter 3 in the locker room.
I mean, it's all good as always. It's all love. I rock with Brian. I've been rocking with Brian for a long time, and I've been rocking with D-Wade for a long time as well. But like I said, man, niggas don't even chunk the deuce up at the board. Yeah, you know I mean, them tickets was expensive, man.
Now I know Brett Favre is one of your favorite players, and you know,
yeah, his streak ended, man.
But you know one thing though, he has some real strong words of encouragement, and you know, from what I was hearing, he was definitely had your back and was making sure your situation was straight.
Yeah, he did. I actually spoke to him while I was in there. He did have some good encouraging words for me, man. I really love that dude, man. I'm with him every step of the way.
Did you also see the comments Bill Clinton said?
Yeah, I saw the Bill Clinton comments. That's my dude, man. I got to get up with Bill one day, man.
You've met Bill before, right?
I think I've shaken his hand. That's about it.
There it is, man. Shout out to the homie Bill Clinton. Weezy, hold on. We got some more to talk about, of course. We're still going in. 888-SHAVE45 is the number. Stay with us.